Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
BC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
This is ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The alleged head of a robbery ring is back behind bars in the Pacific Northwest.
The man accused of targeting celebrities and pro athletes in a string of burglaries and robberies is behind bars in Seattle, pleading not guilty to 10 felony counts. Authorities say despite a long and violent criminal history, a judge allowed 29-year-old Patrick Masonette to walk free on bail with an ankle monitor after he was charged with a home invasion in 2023. They say he cut off that ankle monitor before becoming the ringleader of this recent crime spree.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Later today, we're expected to find out more details linking 22-year-old Tyler Robinson to the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Robinson expected in court, where murder charges against him will be formally filed. Israel beginning its ground offensive in Gaza as a body of UN experts concludes there is reason to believe Israel is committing genocide. This is ABC News. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent saying this week there's a framework for a TikTok deal in place that would allow the app to keep operating in the United States. Not many details yet, but says ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
We know that there are buyers who are out there who've said they're interested. And the biggest one, I just actually got off the phone with one tech analyst who said it's hard to imagine this deal doesn't include Oracle. Mm. Oracle is, of course, founded by Larry Ellison. He's now the richest man in the world, big Republican donor, friend of President Trump's. And they already host a lot of TikTok's data. They have the servers where a lot of that data is stored. So it makes sense that they would be part of this deal, probably leading the deal.
It's also not out of the question that the U.S. government might have some sort of involvement in the deal as well, given the recent stake that the government took in chip maker Intel. President Trump's latest lawsuit against the media is against the New York Times. $15 billion is what he's hoping to get for this one. The president saying the paper has lied about him and defamed him. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center. Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center.
When unexpected illnesses, minor injuries, or health concerns arise, there's no need to wait to find relief. Reedsburg Area Medical Center's walk-in care is here for you. No appointment needed. Walk-in care is open weekends from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and holidays from 9 to 5. Located inside RAMC's Physicians Group, walk-in care is here to help you feel better, faster. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Feeling overwhelmed by debt or credit challenges? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. Our financial education and counseling programs can guide you through improving your credit, managing debt, and creating a budget that works, whether you're planning to buy a home or simply want peace of mind. Call 608-647-4949 today and take the first step toward a stronger financial future.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a continuation of the unseasonably warm weather here the next several days. Just a touch muggy at times as well. Relatively quiet conditions today. No rain showing up across the Midwest just yet. There might be a few isolated showers popping up primarily west of Wisconsin this afternoon. Now, tomorrow there will be a weak boundary across Wisconsin down through southern Minnesota. This could be the trigger for some at least isolated showers and thunderstorms in our region during the afternoon to early evening. A few of those could have some heavy downpours, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. This weather system will gradually strengthen and sit across the area for several days, so the chance of rain will be increasing by Friday and continuing right into early next week. We could see a decent amount of rain overall over that 5-day stretch, with amounts possibly up to an inch or a bit more. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy and quite warm, high near 85. Southeast wind between 3 and 9 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog late with a low of 59. Partly sunny tomorrow and continued unseasonably warm. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon, high about 84 degrees. Southeast to south wind near 5. Wednesday night, spotty showers early, then partly cloudy with areas of fog possible, low 59. Thursday, mixed skies, continued balmy with a high of 83. Heading into Friday, mostly cloudy, showers likely by early afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm, low 58, high of 76. Saturday, spotty showers and storms during the day, more numerous at night, low 59, high 77. Sunday, mostly cloudy, some periods of showers and storms again, heaviest late, high 77. And Monday, rain likely, especially in the morning, high 74. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in WRCO country, our temperature is 61 degrees. For the daytime high yesterday, it was 87. And the record books, record high 96 in 1939, record low 33 in 1966. Last year's high was 86 and the low 55. Sunset will occur at 7:10 this evening. Sunrise time 6:43 coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now the air is calm and the barometer is at 3016, which is up slightly. No precipitation today. It's just a pleasant morning. We're getting some sunshine following a low of 58. It is right now 62 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Badgerland Flooring. Where they don't do just floor covers, they cover all the bases in home design. Also by Southwest Tech, that is Southwest Title, where closing deals is their game and they never drop the ball. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A look at the high school schedule is straight ahead here, plus a look at the Brewers as they prepare for a week against the Angels tonight. A 3-game series and a key one as the Cubs scored a victory last night and are keeping pace in the division. Those stories and more in a moment. It is the end of summer sale at Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin. Now through September 30th, get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet installed for free from Badgerland Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badgerland Flooring, your home, your style, your floor.
I am Phil Nee, and here is a look at sports from Southwest Wisconsin. River Valley boys soccer team defeated Sparta last night by a final of 3-1. On the area soccer schedule tonight, Richland Center returns home to take on Platteville Lancaster. In Southwest Wisconsin conference action, it's varsity only kickoff time at 5 o'clock today. And Dodgeville Mineral Point travels to Prairie du Chien. Also on the high school sports activity schedule today, River Valley with a swim meet at Fort Atkinson. North Crawford hosts a large cross-country meet. Area schools involved include Kickapoo LaFarge and Riverdale in the running today. And it's a very big night for high school volleyball. In fact, we'll be on the air on WRCO tonight featuring Platteville at Richland Center. 7 o'clock start time for Spiker action. The Hornets trying to bounce back after a 3-2 loss to Dodgeville last Thursday night. That one tonight at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Also, it will be Lancaster playing at River Valley, and Dodgeville is traveling to Prairie du Chien. Volleyball action from the Ridge and Valley. DeSoto travels to Weston. Ithaca at North Crawford. Kickapoo at Seneca. And LaFarge visits Wazika Steuben. Just a few high school events going on. Area high school football teams are preparing for weekend number 5. Of the schedule. Some big games in the area on Friday night, including Platteville at Richland Center, and River Valley is doing battle at Lancaster. Cashton is at Ithaca, and also it will be River Ridge traveling to Riverdale among the area games coming up in Southwest Wisconsin this week. And speaking of high school football, last night in JV action, River Valley was a winner over Prairie du Chien. Final score was 52-6. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League last night. Series High, Quail Run Golf Links, 36-59. L&M Salvage, 35-08. And New York Life, 34-43. Team game honors went to Quail Run Golf Links at 12-35. L&M Salvage at 1206. And Cardinal CG at 11-73. Top series, Terry Wheaton, 146 over average, with a 7-10. Trayton Shep with a 6-77. And also the third best series, Corey Davis, 110 over average and a 6-68. Individual top games, Trayton Shep, 258. Corey Davis and Travis Bushley each had 257s. Additional highlights, Jan Marie Davis bowled a 578 series, 158 over average. Gary Bushley bowled a 630 series, 114 over average. Jeremy Schultz with a 536, 110 over average. And Andre Jensen with a 572, 92 pins over average. The Milwaukee Brewers began a three-game series at home against the LA Angels tonight. The Angels come in with a record of 69-81 and a fifth place currently in the AL West. The Brewers at 91-59, first in the National League Central. It looks like Freddy Peralta goes for win number 17 for the Brewers coming up this evening. Milwaukee is 5-5 in the last 10 games. They have outscored opponents by 9 runs during that stretch. The Angels are 3-7 in the last 10 games. Also in baseball news, it was the Cubs securing a win over Pittsburgh last night, 4-0 the final score. Atlanta 11, Washington 3, Cincinnati 11-6 over St. Louis, Arizona 8-1 winners against San Francisco, and Philadelphia claim victory. The Phillies clinched their second consecutive National League East title with a 6-5 victory in 10 innings over the Dodgers. This marks the earliest division clinch in franchise history, happening 2 days sooner than the 2011 team. The Phillies also scored a 90-win season for the third consecutive year. On Monday night, they overcame the Dodgers for their 9th win in 11 games. Despite injuries to key players like Zach Wheeler, Trey Turner, Alec Bohm, and the Phillies have ran away from the second-place Mets down the stretch and became the first division champion in the major leagues this season. Also, in the American League, the Twins were winners against the Yankees, 7-0, Toronto 2, Tampa Bay 1, Baltimore 4-1 over the White Sox, and Houston beat Texas 6-3. There were two Monday Night Football games last night. Justin Herbert passed for 242 yards and two touchdowns, leading the Chargers to a 20-9 victory over the Raiders. This win gave Los Angeles coach Jim Harbaugh a victory over rival Las Vegas coach Pete Carroll, who turned 74 on Monday. The Chargers lost defensive end Khalil Mack to a left elbow injury in the first quarter. Herbert also led the Chargers in rushing with 31 yards. Baker Mayfield led an 11-play, 80-yard drive, which capped off with a touchdown, and the Buccaneers rallied past the Houston Texans 20-19. Mayfield threw for 215 yards and two touchdowns for the Bucs, and his 15-yard scramble on 4th and 10 kept the game-winning drive alive. The Texans took a 19-14 lead on a 25-yard touchdown run by Nick Chubb with 2:10 remaining. The Bucs improved to 2-0, while the Texans fell to 0-2. Also in sport news from the state of Wisconsin scene, Wisconsin coach Luke Fickell says he's still uncertain whether quarterback Billy Edwards Jr. will get a chance to face his former team when the Badgers host Maryland. Edwards has missed Wisconsin's last two games after spraining his knee in the second quarter of a season-opening 17-0 victory over Miami of Ohio. Edwards transferred to Wisconsin after playing for Maryland 2022 through 24. He was Maryland's starting quarterback last season. Danny O'Neill has filled in as Wisconsin's starting quarterback since Edwards' injury. Fickell said center Jake Renfro's status for the Maryland game on Saturday is also uncertain. Badger defensive back Dizier Fourqueen will miss at least one more game. The NCAA asked the court to let it take another deposition in the case. Its attorneys have until this Friday to submit a reply. He is asking the judge for an injunction that would let him play. The main case has been delayed until February, so there will be no final decision until after the season. The Packers-Commanders NFL game on Thursday Night Football set a new record for viewership. An average audience of 17.76 million watched the game on Amazon Prime. The Journal Sentinel reports the audience, as measured by Nielsen, peaked at 20.35 million viewers between 8:15 and 8:29 p.m. The record-breaking audience figures topped the previous mark, which was also for a Packers game last December when they played the Detroit Lions. Fox Sports baseball analyst Ken Rosenthal has apologized for a mishap after a Brewers-Cardinals game last weekend. Yahoo Sports reports that Rosenthal appeared to be angry when he accidentally knocked over Brewers team photographer Scott Paulus. Rosenthal was interviewing the star of the game, Andrew Monasterio, at the time. He says he was surprised that he looked so upset when he saw the video. Rosenthal has also apologized to Paulus. That's an update on sports today. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Coming up Wednesday at 11:30 a.m., the Richland Cattle Center hosts a complete dairy herd dispersal of 271 head of Holstein dairy cattle. The sale features 73 cows in all stages of lactation, including 14 dry cows, plus 198 heifers, 28 bred, 43 ready to breed, 78 from 6 months to a year, and 49 between 2 and 6 months old. This AI-sired and bred herd is milked in a parlor and housed in free stalls with a
bulk tank average of 70 pounds, 4.5% fat, 3.3% protein, and SCC at 170. Most milking cows are first and second lactation with bi-monthly herd checks and full vaccination programs. Sires represented include Denver, Kingboy, Diamondback, Aftershock, Corvette, Tropic, Warrior, and more. Service sires include Lombardi, Locksmith, Las Vegas, Hallion P, and others, also selling six parlor freestall cows from Washington County with milk weights and SEC provided, a proven Black Angus bull, and the weekly run of fresh cows, bred cows, and heifers, springers, open heifers, breeding bulls, and calves. It all happens Wednesday morning at 11:30 at Richland Cattle Center. Your attendance is appreciated.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The Town Taxi Triple Play.
Three songs picked by Phil, Bo, Adam, maybe Joanne.
Anybody but Hank.
Yeah, he's good off.
Need a ride? Call Town Taxi.
Call 647-3114 today.
Beep, beep.
The only way I had a car is after I dropped my mama off where she needed to go. Football tires with the ceiling falling and the window stuck. But the only thing that I cared about was a radio. We turn it on, turn it up to 10, and everybody would jump on in. Girl, we'd look for somewhere to watch the stars, the perfect place to put it in park and take it slow. She sang along to even the ones that she barely knew. She still sounded good, a little louder too, but we didn't care. I'd look at her, she'd look at me. I'll never forget that melody.
It's a Town Taxi triple play on my favorite subject, radio, today from WRC.
I sure do hope this is a long night, 'cause I've never felt one so right. Each look into your eyes and fall in a little more and more. Looks like we started us a fire, wrapped up in flames of desire, with every touch they're burning higher. Two shadows dancing on the wall, with nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low, with nothing on but the radio. Sleep here in the moonlight. Entangled sheets will be here all night. And when we wake up in the morning, we might stay like this all day. Two people meant to be together, two lovers dreaming of forever, and it just keeps on getting better. There are tender little kids and nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low, with nothing on but the radio.
God made. That's why God made the radio. That's why God made the radio. That's why God made. That's why God made the radio. That's why God made the radio. That's why God made the radio.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. You know, there's nearly 100 taxi rides given in Richland Center every day, and almost 80% of those are senior or disabled residents of our beloved community trying to live their best life and paying out of pocket for transportation, and many insurances don't cover it. That's why we created the Town Taxi Free Ride Fund, offering free local healthcare transportation to those in need and allowing them the freedom to spend their own money on more enjoyable things like the hair salon, attending local events, or even just a shopping trip. At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile, serving Richland Center and all its surrounding communities. Call today to see how you or your organization can help at 647-3114. Town Taxi. Shop local. Ride local.
Oh, yes, a radio Town Taxi triple play today, capping it off with the Beach Boys, a song recorded and released on the event of their 60th anniversary a few years ago. We're at 62 degrees in Richland Center, up 4 from the overnight low. Trivia comes up in a little bit. Your chance to win a pizza today, so stick around for that. Here's Ingrid Andress on FM 100.9.
I can't wait to show you where I grew. Walk you around the foothills of my town. Probably feel like you've been there before. After hearing all the stories I've been telling you for 6 months now, we'll probably have to sleep in separate bedrooms. Pack a shirt for church because we'll go.
Happening this Saturday, September 20th at 10 a.m., Auction Specialist Mineral Point LLC presents a huge auction at 135 Commercial Avenue, downtown Lone Rock. Lunch and restrooms will be available on the grounds. Here are some of the highlights. Tractors and equipment. A Ford 8N gas tractor with 3-point Farmall A project tractor, one-bottom plow, a Speedco 25-ton hydraulic wood splitter, and an Ultimax four-wheel mobility scooter with charger. Shop tools and equipment. Generac air compressor, large wood lathe, welders, heaters, Honda water pump, generators, panel saw, ground compactor, and more. Building materials, over 160 new 2x10 boards, rough sawn oak lumber, insulation, windows, doors, roofing, siding, trim, electrical supplies, plumbing, ductwork, shelving, skylights, and plenty more to round out the day. Don't miss it. Tractors, tools, building materials, and bargains galore. That's this Saturday at 10 a.m. downtown Lone Rock. Brought to you by Auction Specialists and Mineral Point LLC.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Complexity. It's no secret that lawyers can make things too complicated, partly because that's how lawyers work, and partly because complexity means more billable hours. But that's why we talk and write in a simple, straightforward way. I think you should be able to read and understand the legal work you bought. I hate complexity, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good, honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
20 minutes before 9 o'clock, 63 degrees at WRCO. Today's trivia question goes back to a little country music history. This date in 1969, Johnny Cash hit number one with the song A Boy Named Sue. Where was the live recording of this song done? Again, where was the song A Boy Named Sue recorded live? 608-647-4155. Best of luck to you. Here's John Barry.
Well,
past just disappear. If you're back for good, I want you to be. Just let me know what's in it for me. What's in it?
Today is Donnie Collins. Can't stump him over in Boscobel. Good job. Wins a pizza from Muscatty Mini Mart for knowing the right answer. Good job. A delicious pizza coming his way for knowing that the Johnny Cash song, A Boy Named Sue, which incidentally hit number one this very date, was recorded live at San Quentin Prison. Yeah, recorded in prison. Not Folsom Prison. So a couple of people guessed that, which was a good, honest answer. That album actually was released before that. He did two very famous prison albums during that time. And I've told that story before. As a kid, I used to sit there and listen to it and dream, like, man, I would have been cool to be there. Oh, wait a minute. I would have been in jail. Not a good idea. Unless I guess I was one of the workers. But anyway, A Boy Named Sue, live number one on this day. Thanks for playing trivia, courtesy of our pals at Muscatty Mini Mart.
Well, my daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? How you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun. I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me, and I saw him smile, and he said, "Son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong." Yeah. He said, "Now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue." Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a pawn, he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still think that name.
There you go, Johnny Cash, live from San Quentin, and the recording that still stands after all these years. Johnny was reading that right off a piece of paper, the lyrics. He had kind of worked it out with the band the night before and decided they were going to play it at that concert, and they did. And, of course, the rest is history. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Radio.
From America's favorite coffee to bold new beverages and irresistible snacks, Dunkin' is the brand loved nationwide and cherished right here at home. With Dunkin' Rewards, the free sips start now. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join today and enjoy a free medium drink with purchase during your first week as a member. Experience the name that's been number one in customer loyalty for over 15 years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people will experience a mental health condition during their lifetime? Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball is proud to offer a new program called Senior Life Solutions. This program is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals, typically 65 and older, experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. To learn more about this new program for seniors, call Amplify Health Basketball today.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Looking for a fun-filled weekend with a touch of tradition? Then head to Viola, Wisconsin for the 94th Annual Viola Horse and Colt Show, Friday, September 19th and Saturday, September 20th. This two-day celebration has something for everyone. From the lively ground parade to thrilling horse, truck, and tractor pulls, there's no shortage of excitement. Stroll through the bustling midway, enjoy mouth-watering fair food, and try your luck in the raffle, featuring not one, but two $2,500 cash prizes. And don't forget the big finale. Tim Daniels Band takes the stage Saturday night to keep the party going strong. It's a weekend packed with entertainment, tradition, and hometown charm. Join the fun at the Viola Horse and Colt Show now in its 94th year. For full event details, visit ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com. That's ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
7 minutes before 9 o'clock. Currently, we're at 63 degrees, headed toward 85 a little bit later on today. Well, we played Johnny, how about Roseanne this morning on WRCL as we get together on a Tuesday morning.
So long now. Whoa.
you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Talking, your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't your feet get cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day.
Friend and neighbor, it is time for us to put our little records away for a little while and bring some friends into the studio to have a little chat. Coming up here during the morning show on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, news this hour from ABC is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. We're at 63 degrees at 9 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News confirming that Hollywood icon Robert Redford has died. ABC's Michelle Franzen has a look back on his life.
Robert Redford's breakthrough role came in 1969 when he co-starred with Paul Newman in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
I'll jump first.
No.
Then you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you? I can't swim! Why, are you crazy? The fall will probably kill you.
Redford and Newman teamed up again in 1973's The Sting, and that same year it was Redford and Barbara Streisand in The Way We Were. Redford went on to win a Best Director Oscar in 1983 for Ordinary People. Asked once about the Oscar race.
If you're talking about a race, the Oscar race, that I have no use for.
Michelle Franzen,